For Americans, Tuesday was Election Day. In a region of northeastern Spain, the big day is Sunday. People in Catalonia vote on independence. It's a non-binding, unofficial vote, and the Spanish government will not recognize it, but many local people take it seriously. As in Scotland's recent independence vote, young people 16 and over will be allowed to vote. Reporter Lauren Freyer spoke with members of two Catalan generations.
Hola, encantada.
53-year-old Alicia Morant and her 29-year-old son welcomed me into the family's apartment near the famous Sagrada Familia Cathedral in Barcelona. We sit down and Alicia describes how her family was on the losing side of Spain's civil war in the 1930s.
Yo tengo un tío abuelo que tuvo que irse a
My uncle had to go into exile in France. He died there, never able to return to Catalonia, she says.
No lo siento yo.
My grandfather also fought against the military dictator Francisco Franco. He had to hide out in the mountains. We thought he was dead until he finally came home. After Franco won the war, he made it illegal to celebrate Catalan holidays or even speak the Catalan language. Oh, the things my family has endured. Neighbors would denounce you for speaking Catalan. Neighbors right here in this same stairway, she says, pointing to her door. It all made me feel more Catalan. We suffered for our culture in the war and afterward. It made us want our own country. Alicia still associates Madrid with Franco. Some current ruling conservatives served in Franco's government. Alicia says she'll be thinking of that when she votes for Catalan independence. Her son, born 10 years after Franco died, plans to vote the same way, but for different reasons.
It's not important, the past. The most important is the future and the present for all the Catalan citizens.
Alicia's son, Oriol Puig, heads a pro-independence youth group. He travels the region making fiery speeches at youth rallies. Unlike his mom, who wasn't allowed to speak Catalan under Franco, Oriol spoke Catalan at his public school, where Spanish is taught as a foreign language. He got to embrace his Catalan identity in the open. But his generation came of age in the economic crisis, with jobs scarce and wealthy Catalonia subsidizing poorer parts of Spain. Oriol's solution, shared by many his age, is for Catalonia to leave Spain altogether.
It's not only change one flag, it's change all this thing is not working now. We tried 40 years. It's not possible to change the political system in Spain. And we have the opportunity for change with the independence of Catalonia.
Catalans have long sought more autonomy from Madrid, but those in favor of independence were a small minority until about 3 years ago when Catalan youth mobilized. Historian Enric Ucelé explains why.
First, unemployment, and particularly youth unemployment, which hovers around 50%. If that's not something to inspire regime change. Second point, you have a opaque central government, breaking down welfare state. The third reason is corruption.
Spain's ruling conservatives are accused of taking bribes. Top bankers are accused of recklessly racking up debt before taxpayers bailed them out. Spaniards across the country are angry. Catalans see independence as a way out. Alicia says everything she learned about Catalonia, she learned in secret from her family. Now she and her son go to independence rallies together.
Bueno, genial.
It's great. It's what we always wanted in my youth. We used to fight to speak Catalan. Now this generation wants to fight for independence, she says. For NPR News, I'm Lauren Freyer in Barcelona.